Hello.
Hello.
Morning. Well, afternoon for Martin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hello.
So,
this week we have the better data planned, right? And then there's what happened yesterday.
was out of the office yesterday. I haven't caught up. What was the explosion?
Kristen, you were there.
I wouldn't say it was an explosion. It was we had the release management stakeholders meeting, and we were talking about the release of Sunflower. And Alexei is interested in getting a release date pinned down for around May 19th. Testing is going fairly well, and Stephen Campbell brought up our Eureka testing resolutions, which I shared kind of in the in our product council notes about where we had originally said like that, that if participants in the early adopter program indicate that the requirements are not fulfilled by the planned Sunflower release date, the Eureka transition and the Sunflower release should be delayed until all requirements are satisfied. So the community council had adopted a similar resolution. The technical council, I believe, adopted a similar resolution, but without that specific Sunflower clause, if I'm understanding correctly. And so this became a conversation because I think it was a surprise to Alexei. And so, I suggest people can listen to the recording. It's actually not very long because it's a pretty short meeting, but we did go back and forth, and some of like, why would we say this? And so, my basic reasoning why we said that to begin with is that we want the flower releases to be adoptable by everybody in the community. And if a flower release is on a platform that other people don't know yet how to make it run, that would seem to be an issue. On the other hand, if the flower release is on a platform that people do not know how to make it run, but they're actively like making progress towards that goal, and we continue to support Ramsons, which has both an Okapi and a Eureka version, do we feel like that's okay? And so I think, as Steven said too, like if the council said this, then they should weigh in on whether or not they're okay with going forward with a Sunflower release, or if they feel like it should be delayed. So I think that's kind of the gist of it. And Charlotte was there too, and as she pointed out, some of it is like we have a level of support that we can provide people, and so there will come a point in time where the community would not be able to support people that are still running anything with Okapi. I mean, once Sunflower is out, those of us on Quisnelia are essentially on unsupported releases, right? Minus, really something catastrophic. Now, I think there are people out there running Ramsons. I don't know who they are, but sounds like there are some customers already on Ramsons of EBSCOs. So
It's
I
not Cornell, and usually Cornell is one of our first movers.
well,
So.
I mean, they might, Cornell is large, so they might have more concerns. And as somebody in the release management stakeholders group pointed out too, like nobody goes live on the general release anyway because it's got too many bugs. which, I guess is reality, although not maybe like what we had been striving for. So anyway, I think it would be worth a product council. We should revisit this decision and provide feedback. And despite what some people said in the release management stakeholders group, I think the councils do have the ability to influence the release dates. Is the authority delegated to the release management stakeholders? Yes, the product council delegated that authority, but it doesn't mean that we don't have input into it. It wasn't like we irrevocably relinquished our responsibilities, which I think is how some people interpreted delegate. So that's the long and the short of it. So I believe that there's a conversation going on internally in the community council about this too. And I think Mike was going to bring it up to the chairs as well. I don't know if that happened or not. No.
Well, so we've got this separate thread going that's basically the chairs plus certain people from like the early adopters group that I think that's what maybe he meant. So
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably.
and basically, let me go back to what he said. I mean, I kind of asked the same question there that I asked in the PC only channel, which is how far out are we actually? Because I have no idea. Although I mean, we've heard a lot from Jared from Texas A&M and a good amount from GVV as well, a little less from Index Data, but then Mike said, we'll get there. He feels pretty confident. He feels very confident that they'll get there. It's just they need more time, which is fair. And he said at least a few more months. So it sounds to me like it really is just a matter of time. It's just a lot of time and a lot of work and a lot of effort. So how much time is, sorry, go ahead, Charlotte.
My question is just, are there any, customer who used to be on Okapi platform being upgraded to the Eureka platform? Is that even proven by EBSCO at this point? Because if Cornell is not up and running, what customer is it then they have up on Eureka? Is it Library of Congress? But they are starting on Eureka. So,
Good point.
I think that's what gives me the huge worries. That is, of course, point one is that we need to set up the environment, but an empty environment, which is what GBV and TAMU and Index Data has worked on right now. That's the first step. But moving a customer up to this, that's a whole different ball game, and it's unclear to me because that was not. It sounded like Oleksiy was surprised that Cornell was not up on Ramson's by now. So it feels like, again, it's the very optimistic version of this story we are hearing, and not. Do we have all? Yeah, are we? Do we have the truth here?
Yeah. Which I think it would have been good if we had thought of this before, but that's not what was in the timeline. The timeline was comfortable in operating Eureka, which I guess you could say you could change the definition of operating. But yeah, no, you're right. I mean, maybe that's why they're in this rush to get Sunflower released because they want to move customers to Sunflower. skip Ramsen, not skip it, but move straight through to Ramsen, to Sunflower, and skip Ramsen's, and just get folks migrated with the released version of Sunflower. I don't know. Martin?
Yeah, one argument also for pushing out Sunflower was that the development teams should go on in developing, in developing features for Trillium. And till Sunflower is out, at least I understood it as such, till Sunflower is out, this is not possible. But I don't really understand the argument. Isn't it that they can also actually at the moment begin developing for Trillium? I mean, why should there be the release? I don't know if there are some hidden, I don't know,
no,
plans
not.
Or whatever.
The teams I know about, they are working on Trillium already, and we have done for months now. So it's a that can all teams do.
Kristen?
Yeah, I mean, I think there may be some contractual issues around like Galileo. I believe that they were coming out on Sunflower. I think Lucy mentioned that a delay in Sunflower would delay their release. And so that may be a big factor here. That was not mentioned at the meeting yesterday. So I'm just putting two and two together based on her comments. And then I think the other thing, like, I think there is also just a, like, we just want to get this done feeling, you know, not in a bad or good way, just a, like, we were planning on this. And so, you know, this feels disruptive. So I think there is sort of a, I think that, you know, that was maybe part of the issue too, was like, oh, this is an 11th hour surprise from our perspective, and then I also think, you know, rightly or wrongly, in reality, putting something out there as a general release does surface a lot more bugs to make it actually implementable. That things that are not coming in Bugfest until they really get in people's local test environments, and a lot of people, maybe the way EBSCO's like implementation team operates is they don't want to put a system that's not released into a whole bunch of people's test environments, because then people are like, why should I bother testing this? It's not done yet in my local, you know what I mean? So I can understand some of that push, but I think Scarlett, it's an intra, Scarlett, sorry, we have worked with someone named Scarlett, and I'm calling Charlotte Scarlett. So I think Charlotte has an interesting point about knowing whether or not there's a good migration path from an institution already on copy version of Folio to the Eureka version of Folio. And there might be something out there, I just don't know.
The other thing I was just thinking about, or I was talking with folks at Stanford about yesterday, was Ramses came out in February. And now the plan is to have Sunflower come out in May. I thought we were on a two release cadence.
Yeah, it was like a big release and a little release. Or Charlotte might be speaking to that.
Yeah, but Ramsons was supposed to come in December, and then it was postponed also with almost 2 months. Yeah. And several issues.
Okay, we're still saying that Ramsons was basically 2024.
It is called R2 2024, yes.
Okay. Got it. So I guess, should this be a topic for Thursday? Do we want to have a discussion with the wider PC? And how do we want to frame it? Because I feel like this could be, we could just spin our wheels on this. Martin?
Yeah, I feel we need a summary from the early adopters about how they feel on their progress, on how they are, how they think they are progressing, the overall state, and maybe some. I mean, this is just delegating maybe the decision to the early adopters, but maybe I think we as the councils we would need something like thumbs up or thumbs down from the early adopters.
Yes. Well, that's what we said. We said they need to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So it's true. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
And I think it would be perfectly okay to have it on Thursday, if it's possible in the shortest time.
Okay. Charlotte?
Then I can ask someone from Index Data who has had their hands into it, or maybe even Mike Gorrell, to come and, you know, so Index Data is speaking directly at the meeting too. You also listened to that RMS group meeting. Probably also heard that there was this Harry Kaplanian kind of questioned who had the authority to set the dates and yeah, all of that. And I think we need to, do we want at this point to have a big quarrel? Because it always ends out with EBSCO, you know, kind of overruling and bullying. No, yeah, the PC.
No, you can say
Okay, so
it.
I think I am, of course, I'm disagreeing with that this is the situation, but it happens over and over and over. So it would be good to get a clear state from all of the early adopters. It would be good to iterate that the PC and the CC had these set up our conditions for rolling out Sunflower, and if we are also to have it into the notes being rolled over, not listened to, then it's the PC the EBSCO people in the RMS group who is responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree to Charlotte. It's a situation where we find ourselves in quite regularly, and I'm just wondering, can we do something about it? Should we do something about it? Definitely yes, but I'm not sure whether that leads to anywhere. And what we can do on Thursday is ask the early adopters, and like GBV is an early adopter as well, where they are, but they definitely, I think, don't think that we can decide whether this will work or won't work, whether we will have, at the moment, I think we are far away from having Eureka in a like productive situation. And then I'm wondering, does that help our decision making? Because we cannot foresee when we will be there. And that's difficult at the moment. And I listened to the recording. What I heard was a bit like that. There seemed to be the impression that people are not taking time to try to be on Eureka. And I can di completely disagree because I think this eats up a lot of work, at least at Visa.G, working and trying. And yeah, we can on Thursday tell where we are. I will ask one of our colleagues who's really working on it to be there and give an update if that helps, because he will be more precise than I can be. Yeah, but I'm not sure whether that leads to any discussion or any decision.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should hear from the early adopters. I guess I would say that I would not want to make this into a larger referendum unless we're forced into that. I think that would probably, I mean, we might have to, if our early adopters are really concerned, then we are going to have a conflict here between what one group wants and what another group wants. And it is going to, you know, potentially test authority. But before we go there, I do think like I think it came as a surprise, and so I'm willing to say that people got a little bit defensive and alarmed, and let's see where it goes. And I think that weighing, potentially having to delay the Sunflower release, understanding also, like, we may have to be talking about what's the impact of that going to be, because there was a lot of just like, oh my God, that's not what I'm expecting. And so I would, I think that, we could have a kind of a cooler conversation on Thursday, maybe not, but we could also make sure that we invite community council members to this too. And so maybe that group with the chairs and the early adopters is a good place to,
Yeah,
we're going
we'll
to
do
talk
that.
about this, given what, conversation. I would make sure, especially because Stephen brought it up, that he, gets invited specifically.
Well, I'll make sure that either he and or Jeremy are there, just to report from Temu. Yeah. Okay. I think also the thing that I was, there are two things I was also thinking. Like, I think it would be really helpful to, instead of just it being this open-ended, we'll let you know when we're ready situation from the early adopters, if we could give the release management folks some kind of sense of how much longer if this might take, because right now we're just like, folks, they're not ready. And it just is like hanging out there. If we could have, if we could get the early adopters to just be like, okay, we need another 6 weeks or something. And then hopefully they could be at a place where they at least feel like they're mostly there. I just think it does seem unreasonable to me to be like, you kind of just got to wait for when we tell you we're ready. Like, that doesn't seem fair either. So I think having some kind of deadline or guidelines for how much longer I think might help. It seems like a compromise, which, so that to me, I think might help. There was something else I was going to say. Anyway, Charlotte?
There's one other kind of compromise we could do, and that is to agree upon that we will continue. We have this rule about that we only maintain the current release and the previous, and then it stops. We could say that as long as we have not any live libraries on Eureka yet, by both EBSCO and non-EBSCO institutions, that we decide for an interim period, we then will continue to maintain Quisnelia. That's and then they we can skip. We can launch Sunflower this day. But then I did mention that at the RMS group meeting, and here Harry then asked me if I had any money to continue to maintain Quisnelia. So
Yeah, I think he has a fair point there. So, well, I mean, yeah, I would agree that this it would be a nice solution, but if EBSCO isn't willing to support that, who's gonna support? I mean,
Well, that's what they
who's
said from
gonna
the
have
beginning,
the
right? They said,
resources?
right, that's what they said from the beginning. Like, you can keep supporting a previous version, but we don't have the resources to do it, so the community has to do it. Yeah, Martin.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay. But yeah, no, you're totally right. I mean, it would be a good compromise, but they've said a bunch of times that they don't have the resources to support. But this would sort of be, it wouldn't be for the whole Sunflower, it wouldn't be for the whole time. It would just be for some, right? For some bounded amount of time. So maybe that, again, maybe that is a compromise.
Yeah, I mean, this compromise would give how to say, I mean, would oblige us as the councils maybe, or the broader community to get up to make up some solution. I mean, and it would be for us to get a solution in 1 week.
Kristen?
Yeah, Brooks isn't here. He had some interesting points on the Slack channel about, where does this fit in with Trillium, that I think would be worth looking at and thinking about support too. I do have a concern that if we say sunflower is good for release and there's a chunk of people that can't use it, we don't have a community product anymore, regardless of what we do with Trillium. And that really is what I think maybe it boils down to me. But I understand what you're saying, Alexis. We also can't kind of not do anything, like just be like, hey, don't release it, and we'll get back to you later because we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. I know we're almost out of time. Do we still want to get the update from Better Sample Data? Like, do we like just thinking about the agenda? I think we have our Better Sample Data working group meeting coming up, so I just wanted to ask about that.
Do you know how long that was gonna, how much time that needed?
What do you think, Charlotte?
So I am all for that. Either we can delay it and have that conversation at a later time, or we simply put it in the end. And then if there's only 5 minutes left, then it's taking 5 minutes. If we have a quarter left, then we can talk about it for 15 minutes.
I think that sounds good.
And then I have one, and that is, so index data have contractual obligations to National Lab of Sweden with the Trillium release. So if we are right now taking Galileo into consideration, then a very similar situation we will have with National Lab of Sweden.
Right. So that's why I think it seems reasonable to try to find some kind of compromise because it's not right. Everybody has obligations that they need to try to meet, that they need to meet. And so what could we do to try to satisfy, help everybody satisfy those obligations? Okay, should be fun.
Yeah. See you Thursday.
See you Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.